Origins of Kingston's Jewish Community. As we travel to our first stop, I would like to tell you about the origins of Kingston's Jewish community. During the mid-1800s, Canada's Jewish population grew in response to immigration restrictions in the United States. The United States placed restrictions on immigration in 1848 to reduce the mass immigration occurring in centers such as New York City. From that point on, Canada was seen to offer an alternative to Jewish immigrants coming to North America. The very first Jewish settlers arrived in Canada in 1759 from Britain, as this was the time of the British conquest. However, it wasn't until the two Nordheimer brothers, Abraham and Samuel, emigrated to New York in 1839 and then came to Kingston in 1840 that Kingston had a Jewish population. The Nordheimer brothers were part of the first wave of Jewish settlers to Kingston. This began with their arrival in 1840 and continued for 30 years until 1870. This first group of settlers came to Kingston to escape the poor political, social, and economic realities of Germany. This was a very small group, and even by 1861, Kingston's Jewish population only totaled 5 Jews. Abraham Nordheimer is considered the first Jewish inhabitant of Kingston and was renowned for his musical talent, described in the Whig Standard as, quote, Kingston's finest musician in the 1840s. He was employed as the music instructor to the Governor General, who at the time was Sir Charles Bagot. Along with his brother Samuel, Abraham established a music house here in Kingston. However, the Nordheimer family moved on to Toronto in 1844, only 4 years after their arrival. Another Jewish immigrant who came to Kingston during this first wave of immigration was Simon Oberndorfer, who arrived here in 1857. Oberndorfer opened a cigar manufacturing company on Ontario Street and remained in Kingston for the rest of his life. He was greatly involved in community affairs and made a lasting impact on Kingston. The background of the Nordheimer brothers and Oberndorfer is typical of the first group of Jewish settlers in Kingston, many of whom came from Germany and had backgrounds in business and manufacturing. Kingston would have been very attractive to immigrants at this time, having just been proclaimed the capital of Canada in 1840. Kingston was economically prosperous and strategically located on the St. Lawrence River. The second wave of Jewish immigrants who came to Kingston between 1891 and 1921 was much larger than the first. Their arrival in Kingston resulted in an 8-fold population increase of the Jewish community. This second wave of immigrants came from Eastern Europe, prompted by the dramatic events unfolding there at the time. These Jewish immigrants sought refuge from anti-Semitism and political turmoil, as well as seeking increased economic opportunities. Family and friends from the first wave of immigration who had already made the city their home may have drawn these immigrants to Kingston. For many Jews, the prevalence of a shtetl culture in their homeland of Eastern Europe made links to the established Jewish community in Kingston extremely important. A shtetl refers to a Jewish village, a cultural group separate from the rest of the community. Many of these immigrants sought self-employment and started off as peddlers. Jewish immigrants typically resided in the area north of Princess Street and east of Division Street, favoring Queen Street. However, there were also a substantial number of Jews who lived above their businesses, and there was no exclusively Jewish neighborhood in Kingston. Due to patterns of immigration, Kingston's Jews have always been very much integrated into the community. Turks Used Furniture and Antiques, 281 Princess Street. Turks was opened in 1902 by Jacob Turk, a Jewish settler who had immigrated to Kingston from Russia. This store has undergone many changes over the past 103 years. Jacob Turk was a prominent member of the Jewish community. He was a founding member of the Beth Israel Synagogue in 1910 and acted as its president from 1919 to 1920. Jacob's wife Anne was also very involved in Beth Israel as an active member of the women's group Hadassah, which is the women's Zionist organization. The first Hadassah Bazaar, which is an annual fundraising event, was held in the windows of this store in 1953. This area of Princess Street was known as Lower Princess and was commonly referred to as Little Jerusalem or Secondhand Row. It was home to a number of Jewish businesses, as many Jews opened retail stores that specialized in ready-to-wear secondhand merchandise. As previously mentioned, most Jewish immigrants started out as peddlers before opening their own stores. Often, the women would stay home with the store while their husbands would go out on the road in order to sell goods from house to house. This would continue until the Kingston-based business was profitable enough for the male head of the household to remain in town and manage the business. Self-employment was vital to Jewish immigrants because it required relatively low capital investment to get started and was thus accessible to many. Due to language and cultural barriers, it was often difficult for Jewish immigrants to compete with Christian immigrants for jobs in Gentile businesses. Self-employment was also a method of protecting their Jewish heritage. For many Jews, it offered the freedom to adhere to Jewish religious practices. Orthodox Jews attend synagogue every morning, as well as keeping Sabbath Friday evenings and Saturday mornings. By running their own businesses, Jews were able to work around these religious observances, as well as attending midweek religious holidays with no problem. Former site of Abramsky & Sons Limited Department Store, 259 Princess Street. This is the former site of Abramsky & Sons Limited Department Store. The first Abramsky to arrive in Kingston was Joseph Abramsky, who came here from Poland in 1890. Joseph was an important member of Kingston's growing Jewish community and acted as one of the founding members of the Beth Israel Synagogue in 1910. He started out as a peddler of dry goods before opening Abramsky & Sons Limited Department Store here on Princess Street. Established in 1891, the store was passed down through the Abramsky family and also resulted in the establishment of Percival Furniture Company, a chain furniture store run by the Abramskys. Abramsky & Sons Limited Department Store has always been associated with a personal and honest service style instigated by Joseph Abramsky. After 86 years of serving the Kingston community, the department store was closed in 1977. Simpkins Sewing Machines, 181 Sydenham Street. This next building was used as a synagogue between 1908 and 1910-1911 when the Queen Street location of Beth Israel Synagogue was being built. Before the use of this building, the Jewish community of Kingston worshipped at the site of what is now the Royal Bank on Princess Street and various other buildings around the city. Before serving as the site for the local synagogue, this building was once a movie theater. If you look to the very top of the building, you can see the face of a gargoyle looking out at us. This was placed on the outer facade of the building in order to scare away evil spirits, as, in the early 20th century, evil spirits were associated with sources of entertainment such as movie theaters and card games. The theater went out of business, and in 1908, the second story of the building became a synagogue for the Jewish people of Kingston. Mr. Simpkins purchased this land and the building in 1958. Currently, the second story is used for residential apartments. Former site of Beth Israel Synagogue, 148 Queen Street. This is the site, directly across from St. Paul's Anglican Church, where Kingston's first synagogue was built in 1910, Beth Israel Synagogue. This site was used until 1961, when the synagogue moved to its current Center Street location. Orthodox Judaism dictates that Jews must live within walking distance of their synagogue. While there was never an exclusively Jewish neighborhood in Kingston, when we look at the locations where Kingston's Jews decided to live in the 1920s, we see that they were mostly congregated around this area. Almost all Jewish families chose to live north of Princess Street between Division and Montreal Streets. This specific location for the Beth Israel Synagogue was decided upon because it was central for most of the Jewish residents in the city. As mentioned earlier, many Jews also chose to live above their businesses. However, many of these businesses were located in this area as well. This site is now the Samuel Springer Memorial Parking Lot. Samuel Springer was born in Russia but emigrated as an infant with his parents to Belleville. In 1935, Samuel came to Kingston with his wife, Seti. The Springers opened the Artistic Ladies' Wear Store at the intersection of Wellington and Princess Streets. In addition, they were both active members of the Beth Israel Synagogue. Samuel died prematurely in 1974, and the Corporation of the City of Kingston dedicated the Samuel Springer Memorial Parking Lot here on Queen Street in his memory. It was no small feat to organize and build a synagogue. The first problem that needed to be addressed was that of the congregation. Like today, in the early 1900s, there was no all-encompassing congregation of Jews in Kingston. At the turn of the century, Kingston was home to several groups of Jews who worshipped amongst themselves. There were at least three groups of Jews in Kingston who were brought together in 1908 by Mr. Isaac Cohen. The groups combined due to the promise of Mr. Cohen to erect a synagogue for the community. This was realized in the building of the Beth Israel Synagogue that opened its doors here in 1910. It is also important to acknowledge the financial support that the Jewish community received from the Christian population of Kingston. After purchasing the land here on Queen Street as the site for the synagogue, the Jewish community lacked the necessary financial resources to construct the building. Kingston citizens facilitated the completion of this project by contributing financially, paying for a portion of the construction of the building, an estimated one-fifth of the cost. S&R Department Store, 27 Princess Street. As one of Canada's largest independent department stores, S&R has been a success story for both Kingston's business scene and the city's Jewish community. The store opened its doors in 1959. However, the real story actually begins back in the mid-1940s, when Maurice Smith met Percy Robinson. S&R is unique in that it was family-owned and operated until it closed just a few years ago. In 1958, the government put this building up for sale by public auction. The building had a rich history from its beginning in 1817 as a commercial market, home to a piano manufacturing firm in the 1860s, and then it was used by the federal government to house the Department of Veterans Affairs for many years. The highest bidders at the 1958 public auction were Smith and Robinson. However, their bid brought a storm of controversy to Kingston. Many argued that the building should be bought by the city in order to preserve it for its heritage value. Other people wanted it turned into a parking lot to alleviate the city's parking problems. There was also a contingent of citizens who feared that Smith and Robinson were the wrong type of enterprise. Other downtown businesses, including those owned by Jews, were especially concerned with Smith and Robinson's proposal because of the size of the store and the discounted prices they were promising to charge. This matter was debated for several months, but in the end, the building was sold to Smith and Robinson. Critics' fears were silenced as the historical integrity of the building continued to be maintained despite being in operation for over 50 years. A1 Clothing Store, 358 King Street East. This clothing store is evidence of the positive outcome of a spur-of-the-moment decision. A1 Clothing was opened by Joseph and Bertha Geller in 1937. The Gellers were traveling on their honeymoon to St. Catharines, where they intended to open up a bakery. However, when they were passing through Kingston, they were captivated by the charm of the city and decided to stay. They opened a bakery and then grocery store before opening A1 Clothing at this location, which sells outdoor casual clothing and footwear. This store was passed down to the Geller's daughter Libby and her husband Bernard Tenenhouse. In 1978, Libby opened up the women's retail store Casual Touch at 62 Princess Street. Currently, Libby's son Michael runs A1 Clothing Store. Former site of Berlin's Men's and Boys Clothing Store, 340 King Street East. Built in 1891, this building was likely designed by architect William Newlands for the banker Donald Fraser. The lower level of the building contained space for two stores that Fraser leased to local businesses. This then became the site of Berlin's Men's and Boys Clothing Store, which was opened in the 1920s by Kingston Jew Philip Berlin. Berlin's has a unique link to Kingston's famous S&R department store. S&R developed out of a succession of smaller stores, namely Berlin's here on King Street. Philip Berlin employed a local Jew named Maurice Smith, who went by the name of Maury at this King Street store. Maury was a salesman well known for his people skills. One season, Berlin's carried a line of black leather jackets that were distinguished by a large red circle on the back. While this line was available at all Berlin's locations, only Maury's store was able to sell this merchandise. Finally, Philip Berlin came to ask Maury how he was able to sell so many of these jackets. Maury showed Berlin into the back room of the store and showed him a container of black shoe polish. Maury had been covering the circles with the polish in order to sell the jackets. Berlin's was also renowned for their loyalty to customers. Following the war, it was extremely hard to purchase men's white-collared shirts, despite the high demand for this merchandise. Berlin's kept a stock of such shirts under the counter in their store, only to sell to their best customers. When Philip Berlin retired in 1949, he sold his store to Maury along with his friend Percy Robinson. While operating Berlin's, Percy and Maury quickly developed a good relationship with ship captains who came into the Kingston port by the grain elevators. These ships usually came into port on Sundays, the day of rest for Kingston's Christian population. On Sundays, all businesses in Kingston were required to remain closed, regardless of their religious affiliation. However, Maury and Percy soon struck up a deal with the captains and arranged to sell goods to the crewmen on the ships by bringing down the merchandise to the port. This profitable venture eventually ended when another local Jewish business, jealous of this lucrative transaction, reported Smith and Robinson to the local police. The Empire Life Insurance Company, 259 King Street East. Just down King Street East, the well-known insurance company Empire Life is located. This insurance company is linked to the Oddfellows Association. As previously stated, one of Kingston's first Jewish settlers, Simon Oberndorfer, started the Oddfellows Relief Association in order to supply the Oddfellows Association members with life and disability insurance. The Oddfellows Relief Association was later bought by Empire Life. While the Jewish community has very much been an integrated part of Kingston, there have been times where they were forced to overcome anti-Jewish sentiment. Compared to the dangerous situations that Jews have historically faced in Europe, Kingston has always been a safe and tolerant place for Jewish immigrants. However, Jews face discrimination on more subtle levels. In many cases, institutional racism existed. Issues such as these came to the forefront during the 1960s. In Kingston, community organizations traditionally associated with the upper classes, such as the Cataraqua Golf and Country Club and the Kingston Yacht Club, were both closed to Jews at this time. This changed in 1965 as three Jewish men were invited to become members of the Cataraqua Golf and Country Club. From this day on, both organizations adhered to an open-door policy. Furthermore, Kingston Jews have taken a proactive role against the existence of anti-Semitism through the Jewish Community Council. Queen's University. Queen's University has had a large impact on Kingston's Jewish community. This is because of two distinct groups, the Jewish students attending the university and Jewish academics employed there. Queen's College at Kingston, as the university was originally known, was established in 1841. The school was connected to the Church of Scotland and had a Presbyterian background. This changed in the year 1912 when Queen's University became a secular institution. However, within the school's constitution, there was a clause stating that the university would, quote, continue the distinctively Christian character of those appointed to the teaching staff. This discriminatory regulation effectively barred Jews from joining the university faculty on a full-time basis. The first Jew to receive tenure at Queen's University was Professor B.N. Kropp in 1938, a professor in the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology. After this landmark, Jewish academics were slowly granted tenure and their numbers at the university increased. However, it was not until the year 1981 that steps were taken to rectify the Christian character clause within the university's constitution. This institutionalized racism that existed at Queen's was part of a larger era of intolerance that existed across Canada. Beginning in 1928 and spanning the war years, the number of Jewish students at Queen's increased. Many students came from Montreal, where McGill University discriminated against Jews, requiring them to meet higher standards of admission than their Gentile counterparts. Despite how open Queen's appeared to Jews, this increase in admissions did not go unnoticed by university administrators, who deemed the situation problematic. With the end of the war and the push for equality, institutional prejudices against Jews have been steadily decreasing. Former Hillel House, 26 Berry Street. On our right-hand side, we see the former Hillel House. Later on our tour, we will see the current site of the Hillel House beside the Beth Israel Synagogue. The house we see here functioned as the Hillel House from 1945 to 1974, before moving to its current location at Centre Street. There is an important link between the Hillel Foundation and Queen's University. This is because the first Hillel Foundation in Canada was actually established here at Queen's University in 1941. This house was the site of the first Hillel Foundation in Canada. Queen's University's famous alumnus, Dr. Alfred Bader, was the first student president of the Hillel House here at Queen's. Today, Hillel is a prominent organization with locations across the country on many campuses. Historically, the purpose of Hillel House has been to provide for Jewish students away from home, offering them a supportive environment and important amenities such as access to a kosher kitchen, as well as social and educational opportunities. Many members of Kingston's Jewish community were instrumental in bringing the Hillel Foundation to Kingston. 6 members of the Beth Israel Synagogue were involved in the purchase of the site for the Hillel House. Harry Abramsky, Isaac Cohen, Jackie Jurowitz, Irvin Kornbluth, Louis Ornstein, and Samuel Robinson. This provided the basis for the formation of a unique Jewish community within Queen's University. By arranging to purchase this property and house on Berry Street, as well as sharing a rabbi with the Hillel and inviting students into the synagogue, Kingston's Jewish community has gone out of their way to welcome students. The Hillel House was moved to its present location at 124 Center Street in 1974 when the Kingston General Hospital offered to buy this property and the Beth Israel Synagogue offered Otterburn House for their use. As a result of the Hillel Foundation, the Jewish community in Kingston received university-trained rabbis starting in 1941. Prior to this, Beth Israel had not had the financial means to hire a rabbi, and the leadership had been undertaken by learned men in the community who were given the title of Reverend. The rabbis engaged by the Hillel acted to direct the Hillel Foundation and also serve the Beth Israel Synagogue. A system of shared leadership has continued. Hillel House was the beginning of a fruitful relationship between the Jewish students at the university and Kingston's Jewish community. Abramsky Hall, 21 Arch Street. Abramsky Hall was built in 1957. Harry and Ethel Abramsky generously supported this building, and in 1974 it was renamed in their honor. As we have already seen, the Abramsky family has a long and distinguished history here in Kingston. We mentioned previously that Joseph Abramsky, who was Harry's father, came to Kingston from Poland in 1890 and was one of the founding members of the Beth Israel Synagogue. Harry and Ethel were also active members of the synagogue. Harry was active in establishing Hillel House in Kingston and helped to administer the Kingston Hillel Foundation. The couple has also contributed greatly to almost all the major campaigns here at Queen's. There are many well-known Jewish alumni and benefactors of Queen's University. Many of these students praise Queen's as one of the few universities that did not blatantly discriminate against Jewish students during the war years. Most notable of these alumni is Dr. Alfred Bader, an Austrian Jew of Czech descent who came to Canada to escape the Nazis. Queen's accepted Dr. Bader when he was turned away from entering McGill because they had already reached their Jewish quota. Dr. Bader has become one of the university's greatest benefactors. He and his wife Isabel are responsible for donations that range from a 15th century castle, which was turned into the university's International Study Center, and for their notable donation of old master's paintings. The presence of Alfred Bader can be seen across the Queen's campus. University Crescent was renamed Bader Lane in his honor. Other notable Queen's alumni include the actor Lauren Green and Samuel Zaks, who along with his wife Ayala donated a large collection of contemporary Canadian art to the Agnes Etherington Art Center in 1961. Agnes Etherington Art Center, University Avenue at Bader Lane. As previously mentioned, Queen's famous alumnus Dr. Alfred Bader has made enormous contributions to this museum. Housed inside the Agnes Etherington are the Bader Galleries, which showcase a collection of 17th century Dutch paintings donated by Dr. Bader and his wife. The collection is comprised of approximately 100 works to date and is focused on the famous painter Rembrandt and his school. In October 2003, the Agnes Etherington made headlines when Dr. Bader generously donated a painting by Rembrandt that is now on display. Other patrons of the gallery include Samuel and Ayala Zaks. The Zaks collection of Canadian art can also be seen at the Agnes Etherington. Please feel free to stop by the Agnes Etherington Art Center later on in your day and take a look at the Samuel J. Zaks and Bader galleries. Ir HaMelech, John Watson Hall, Bader Lane. Queen's University has also influenced Kingston's Jewish community through the academics and professionals who came to work at Queen's during the 1960s when the university expanded. This expansion brought a large group of Jewish academics into the city, who in turn gave the impetus for the formation of Kingston's first Reform congregation, Ir HaMelech. As per the traditional definition of Reform Judaism, Jews who associate with the Reform Synagogue are concerned with the ethical and moral teachings of Judaism, but do not necessarily regard the laws and customs as binding. Beth Israel served all three denominations until Ir HaMelech was officially formed in 1976. Currently, the Queen's University campus serves as the site for this Reform congregation, as they do not have a permanent synagogue. Services take place weekly, here at John Watson Hall and in other venues in the community. Ir HaMelech offers a wide range of services to the community, from their Talmud Torah, Hebrew High, Women's Study Group, to Jewish Community Choir, as well as other adult education classes. Beth Israel Synagogue, 116 Center Street off Union. This is the current site of Kingston's Orthodox Synagogue. Judaism can often be separated into three distinct denominations: Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform. Orthodox refers to Jews who adhere or attempt to adhere to the traditions, laws, and customs of Judaism with the realization that these laws are binding. However, it is important to note that Conservative, Reform, and other Jews are able to worship in an Orthodox synagogue. As such, while officially affiliated with Orthodox Judaism, Beth Israel serves a varied congregation. Built in 1961, the Beth Israel Synagogue was previously located on 148 Queen Street, a site that we visited earlier in the tour. Here, on Center Street, the synagogue was designed to meet the varied needs of the community, having classrooms for the Hebrew school, a Talmud Torah, a library, a large kitchen, two social halls, and a mikveh, a ritual bath. Beth Israel has a long and unique history as a congregation, tracing back to the early 1900s. More recently, the synagogue had the distinction of electing their first female president, Merle Coven, in 1982. Not only was Ms. Coven the first female president of the Beth Israel congregation, she also was the first female elected to this position out of all the Orthodox synagogues in Canada. Beth Israel was the only congregation of Jews in Kingston until 1976, when Kingston's Reform congregation was started. However, this is currently the only synagogue in the city. This is a site of obvious importance for the Jews in Kingston today who continue to worship here. Beth Israel has a unique history and has played a large role in the development of Kingston's Jewish community. Before we continue, if you look, you can also see that adjacent to Beth Israel Synagogue is Otterburn House. This historic building is now home to the Kingston Hillel House, associated with Queen's University. The Hillel Foundation has been located here on Center Street since 1974. As seen on our tour, the current Jewish community in Kingston is comprised of three distinct groups: those affiliated with the Beth Israel Congregation, Kingston's Orthodox Synagogue; those affiliated with the Ir HaMelech Congregation, Kingston's Reform Congregation; and those Jews living in Kingston that are non-affiliated. These three groups are brought together under the umbrella organization of the Kingston Jewish Community Council, though of course, as in any group, no single organization can represent all Jewish community members. Kingston's Jewish community has grown and strengthened over the past 165 years. Today, Jews in Kingston have the option to worship in Orthodox or Reform congregations and to participate in a number of Jewish community organizations.